My name is Chris Wendt. I'm a group program manager in Microsoft's AI and Research division. My own team's product is Microsoft Translator, but today I'm going to introduce the range of cognitive services designed for handling speech. Microsoft Cognitive Services is a family of products designed to bring artificial intelligence to your application, where the input can be images or video for the vision set of services, audio for the speech services, written text to retrieve meaning, knowledge, or web search results. There's also a group of more experimental and early release services. Today, we want to have a close look at the speech-related services, which are Bing Speech, a speaker recognition service, Translator Speech, and Custom Speech. Custom Speech being an example of a set of highly customizable services which can be trained on your own data to produce customized results that are targeted to your domain. The group of speech-related functions in the cognitive services family are designed to make your application hear and understand the speaker, act on what the speaker said and respond, or to transcribe and translate a series of utterances, like in a speech, in a conversation, or in a dictation. I want to show you an application of multiple cognitive services. Microsoft Presentation Translator is built on the Translator Speech API, the Custom Speech Service, the Bing Speech API for speech synthesis, and Visual Studio Tools for Office to write the add-in for PowerPoint.
I am giving a presentation using PowerPoint right here, so let me show you right here. Open Slideshow. Start Subtitles. Pick your languages and your microphone. You can pick between 10 speech languages and more than 60 languages to get the subtitles in. You are seeing the Microsoft Translator app for Windows right here, but it would work the same way in your Android, iOS, and as a web app. Presentation Translator is using the Custom Speech Service to adapt the speech recognition to the content of this slide deck. Let me try out some very specific words that I can assure you are not in the vocabulary of the speech recognition system by default. So this is Biology 101 in a college on the East Coast. The professor uses Presentation Translator to teach to the students, who speak mostly English, but also a variety of other languages, and some are deaf or hard of hearing, so they benefit from the transcript on screen. When we come around to that, the basic unit for nucleic acids is a nucleotide. Nitrogenous base rings actually allow them to form together nicely and make a nice straight chain. And in these structures, the basic monomer doesn't seem all that exciting. So the polymer is nucleic acids, the monomer is a nucleotide. Protein to fat glycoproteins are another one, so carbohydrate in a protein. Okay, so we have already mentioned lipoproteins. And so on, you get the concept. The audience can follow along in their own language, any of 60 languages, on their own phone or laptop. This was done mostly using the Translator Speech API, using the Custom Speech Service for the customization to the slide deck content, and the speech synthesis of the Bing Speech API. Of course, there's also a Translator API for translation of text.
The Translator Speech API receives the audio in a WebSocket stream and returns to you the transcript of what was said in the original language, the translation of what was said in text, and, if desired, the translated audio, all in a WebSocket stream. The Translator Speech API does more than just recognize and then translate. It also cleans up the speech from undesired elements like disfluencies, false starts, and repetitions, which all can be harmful in translation. Moving on to the Bing Speech API. The Bing Speech API includes functions to recognize speech, providing you with a transcript of what was said and functions to synthesize speech. Give it a text and you can hear the audio of it in a high quality and natural sounding voice. You can couple the speech recognition with another cognitive service from Microsoft, the Language Understanding Intelligence Service, LUIS, to derive meaning and action from the recognition. And that is independent of whether it originated from speech or from text. The Bing Speech API for speech recognition is easily consumable through a variety of interfaces, depending on your development platform. There's a plain and simple REST API, suitable for short utterances for direct human-machine interaction. Then there's a client library for Android, iOS, and Windows that gives you full access, including partial results. The partial results return the recognition continuously to you, as the speaker is still speaking. Then there's a library optimized for server-to-server applications. The Bing Speech API comes with a wide coverage of languages and locales. You have your choice among a number of language and acoustic models optimized for different situations. The conversational flavor is the best for dictation, transcription, and translation. If this seems too many options to you, you are right. In the next version, there'll be a universal model. You can couple the speech recognition service with LUIS, the Language Understanding Intelligence Service, to build an action based on what a person said. It nicely parses the utterance to derive the intent as well as the content. It automatically adapts to different ways of saying that concept, so you don't have to hand code all the different ways. Eliminate speech recognition barriers like speaking style, background noise, and vocabulary. Does your speech recognition work with varied user populations, vocabularies, or with background noise? The custom speech service helps you create custom speech recognition endpoints for a defined scenario, so that accents and environments are features, not challenges anymore. Customize your speech recognition by vocabulary and speaking style. Create custom acoustic models to match the expected environment of your users. And tap into the API's intelligence to create speech recognition endpoints customized to your app's needs. Turn language barriers into features. You go about it by recording audio with an automatic transcript, then correcting the transcript and feeding the corrections back into the system. This way, you continuously adapt to the acoustic situation and improve the recognition result. Your users' voices are their passports with the speaker recognition API. Your app can authenticate identities by using someone's voice, giving your users the ability to interact securely through speech. It can identify who is speaking after a short training period. It works by first training on 3 short snippets of audio from the speaker. After that, it can identify who the speaker is. The applications are, for instance, just knowing who said something, from mixed audio on a single channel, or for authentication, to detect whether the person is who he or she says he or she is. That is helpful, for instance, in a hands-free environment, where you cannot take a fingerprint or collect a password or PIN from a keyboard. Here's a case study. Setting out to create the most compelling, lifelike experience possible, Human Interact built its virtual reality game, Starship Commander, around human speech. To deliver high-quality, low-latency speech recognition, the company chose the custom speech service from Microsoft Cognitive Services. Adding the custom speech service to the game was fast and easy. And the speech recognition is highly accurate, especially in the face of background noise and various speaking styles. The result is immersive, white-knuckle role-playing. In developing its first virtual reality game experience, Human Interact needed a speech recognition technology that provided extremely high quality, trainability, and low latency. Human Interact chose the custom speech service and language understanding intelligence service. Human Interact was able to train the custom speech service with a custom script, which greatly contributed to speech recognition accuracy. Lewis adds natural language understanding, so that characters in the game understand what players mean when they say something. Thank you very much for listening to this introduction of the speech-related functions in the cognitive services family of APIs.